This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
At 7 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen. These are the three ladies of the day. You've heard of ladies of the night, but these are ladies of the day. Jennifer Horan, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, all here to present the DJV show, which you can hear ad nauseum. That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. You can get this, there are several different ways of listening to this podcast. That is a sort of a cohesive mashing. It's a mashable listening experience at blogtalkradio.com/DJV show. You get the podcast also at iTunes, any place. There's a lot of place you can go. You get it on your wireless device like all the rest of the big boys and girls do, and you'll live happily ever after. How's that for a prediction? That's good. We like that. People in the news. Let's start with Robin Thicke and his girlfriend. Man, you look at this. What is her name? April Love. She needs more than one hamburger. She's pregnant.
She's a little young, too.
She's 20 years younger than he is.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And if she weighs 90 pounds, I'd be surprised. You just wonder, what is there that goes in? And does she not know she has to nourish this baby? At 20 years old, what does she know? I guess that's the question. So I guess we could say, well, I hope she lives happily ever after. But he's 40, she's 22, I think. That's the way it works out.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people seem to be interested in this. He's a popular singer. Why? What is there about his music that grabs people?
I'm not really sure he's much of a popular singer anymore.
What is he? Why do the people are...
He was, but...
Was he?
Am I crazy, or did I hear you say... I thought we were talking about Robin Leach. I thought you said Robin Leach at the beginning.
I think he said Robin Thicke.
No, yeah, he's...
You're like, on a different page.
Was Robin Leach, and you said he's with someone 20 years younger, and she's pregnant. I'm like, even 20 years younger than Robin Leach shouldn't be having that.
Yeah. Robin Leach is
okay, Robin Thicke, I can understand.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So... when I see these sorts of things, I know you ladies like to talk about this sort of thing. It leaves me cold, but I'm only one of the participants here. So does this excite? Why is this all over Instagram?
Well, she posted it on Instagram, I guess he's big enough, and I think just the fact that it's not a scandal, but just the fact that she's 20 years younger than him and pregnant after he had this big whole... Because I think he's still in a big legal battle for his son with his ex-wife.
Yeah.
So that's
Public breakup. I mean, he did it in public.
And he had a public breakup because he just kind of spiraled, like, after his whole Blurred Lines and his VMA performance with Miley Cyrus. And I think, because his ex-wife was his, like, high school girlfriend. So they'd been together for years and years. And then it just, like, publicly spiraled out of control.
But he was cheating on her. That's really the reason that she got rid of him.
Yeah, but I think the gross part to me is, so the girlfriend now, who's pregnant, is 22, but they've been together since 2014, which means that she was, like, 19 when they got together, which is so gross to me.
So what is there about this? Let's have a little psychological trip down memory lane here for a moment. I'm reminded of what I hear often from people that I know, men who are my age, who court women who are way younger. I mean, I'm interested and care about somebody who's younger than I am, but not outrageously so. I'm looking at this Gil Deezer, who is a compatriot of Donald Trump's. They've worked on developments together. He's become very wealthy in Miami. If you look at a picture of him, he's the ugliest guy. He just is ugly. And he looks like a banana, just bizarre.
A banana.
And yet he's got a woman who he married, who now he's getting divorced from. She looks to be maybe 25 to 30, very attractive, but it's not what he likes anymore, so now he's got somebody else on his arm. And I, you know, this is something that also people are talking about in terms of people. I look at this guy, I look at the women, and it's so obvious what happens in these circumstances. The women are along, and this sounds, well, you tell me if it sounds sexist. The men do this sometimes, women do it sometimes. It seems so obvious why they are together, and I don't even know why people are surprised that under the circumstances you get hooked up with somebody. And I oftentimes wonder who sees the value in the other person first. Is it the rich guy with the younger woman? He sees that as attractive, or does the younger woman see the rich, older, ugly guy as attractive for fairly obvious reasons? What is it?
I think the guy, in that case, a lot of guys use their money as a way to approach young, attractive girls. Mm. So they'll just throw a lot of money around, and then eventually some girls are instantly grossed out. Well, some girls have daddy issues, and some girls, you know, they're impressed by the money that guys throw around. So, I mean, there are reality shows based on that exact premise, so... It's not something I've ever been interested in, but, you know, hey, some girls can be swayed.
All right.
I've passed along the sage wisdom from my grandmother who passed away. Gosh, I miss her so much. She used to say, Mary, what you always want to go after the guy who's got one foot in the grave and the other on a banana peel. Make sure he's rich and close to death.
Nice.
That's what she'd tell you.
There you go. All right.
No
next
true
on...
words have been spoken.
Next on the... The people list is Ahmed Al-Faqih Al-Mahdi. Got that? Ahmed Al-Faqih Al-Mahdi.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Ahmed Al-Faqih Al-Mahdi, yes, pled guilty to leading attacks against mausoleums and mosques in 2012. International Criminal Court has ruled that this militant... in prison for destroying cultural sites in Timbuktu, has to pay $3.2 million in reparation to restore these mausoleums and the mosque. Court ordered him to pay for the damage, losses, and moral harm to the people of Timbuktu, what else do you have in Timbuktu except tourism? And this guy blew everything up. So... even though Mr. Al-Mahdi expressed remorse for causing the destruction, he said to the court that these reparations are reasonable. So where does he get the money to pay? Where does the money come from to conduct terrorism? You ever think about that? I know I've talked about it a lot, maybe too much, where in these cases, most of the terrorists are funded by illicit drug usage. People who are using various drugs that are grown in these areas, or they are, in some instances, created in these areas. The drug business, you know, we used to think that it was part of the mafia, or maybe Bryan Cranston is responsible on his own for all this stuff. But when you really look at it, you drill down, you see that terrorism and the terrorists find their root support in drug usage. So all of you who are...
and don't forget, also in other governments, too. I mean,
Now,
it used to be Iran was the leading state sponsor of terrorism, but since we gave back all the money to them, now the United States is actually the leading state sponsor of terrorism, which is ridiculous because you get a hold of these... you had money to rogue governments, and they're passing it down to terrorist groups that they think benefit them.
Yeah. Here's another person in the news who remembers Malala... Yousaf, how do you pronounce her last name?
Yousafzai.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
She's only 20 years old, United Nations Messenger of Peace, Nobel Peace Prize laureate. I remember her when she was shot in the head, wasn't she? Wasn't that the girl?
Yeah, I think she was on her way back from school, either to or from school, and was shot in the head by the Taliban.
Because
she was on her way to school.
She's a girl going to school.
Not supposed to go to school.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, she's going to Oxford University. That was announced this past week. She said she's so excited, plans to study philosophy, politics, and economics. Her acceptance at Oxford was contingent on the results of her A-level exams. Most colleges offer prospective undergraduate students in England a conditional offer of acceptance, which stays in place so long as the student earns specified grades on their exam. So, she has not been held back by the injury and has become quite a symbol, actually, not only there,
but
around
the world.
Oh,
for sure, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. For such a young girl, she's done so much for so many other young girls, and she's really, she's so impressive, and has a best-selling book, He Named Me Malala, which is a really wonderful story, too. So
yeah.
I'm happy that she'll be in England and hopefully safe.
15 years old, shot by the head of the Taliban, and so now... She has a great life ahead of her. Oxford is a fascinating place. My daughter went there, and I say that proudly because it was a lot of work, but it's a fascinating place, community-wise, all those colleges that are there in one place. It really is. It's a very cool place. Learn a lot about a lot in circumstances like that. I thought it was interesting, one other person here, Tim Cook, who's the CEO of Apple, pledging $1 million to the Southern Poverty Law Center and the Anti-Defamation League, urging employees to be unequivocal about the violence in Charlottesville and that what it wrought. I guess that's probably the best way of putting it. In a note to his company this past week, he promised to match employees' donations to human rights organizations on a 2-to-1 basis between now and the end of next month. He said, quote, "What occurred in Charlottesville has no place in our country. Hate is a cancer. Left unchecked, it destroys everything in its path." And I think there's no... What else do you say after that? That's pretty much, I think, hits the nail on the head. Speaking of things that will hit the nail on the head, let's talk about what you are doing with your body and your mind. Because if you don't have a healthy body, you're not going to have a healthy mind. And it works the other way, too. Keeping blood flowing through your system, you can start aging, the aging process, and then you can start not aging. Huh? How do you do that, Doug? Well, one of the most progressive and productive ways of looking at your future is to figure out now what you're putting into your body, because you will become what you eat or what you put into your body. We were talking about drugs a few minutes ago. Let's turn it around to the exact opposite. Here's a rejuvenator. An anti-aging product that helps your arteries by opening them up with nitric oxide that comes from beets. Thus, the production of super beets. The idea, very simple. Somebody did some research and said, wow, we can get more nitric oxide out of beets than we can green vegetables. So let's start a company and an enterprising fellow. This is what's so great about America. Come up with these ideas and make them happen. He started growing beets on his own, cooking them, drying them. Actually, the first ones, I think, dried with a hairdryer before they got into big production. And then powdered the beets, put them in a canister, and away we go. As Jackie Gleason used to say at the beginning of his program, and away we go, away you go. Eating something that is so productive, or in this case, drinking it, your body converts the beets into nitric oxide. This is a miracle molecule for arteries. You get more circulation because it softens the arteries, opens them up, better blood pressure. You need this. You want this. You can get this by calling 800-655-4183. Don't mistake the message. This is powerful stuff, but it's all about... I was talking to my children about caffeine and drinking coffee, and of course... They, in their own loving way, say, well, how can this be as good as coffee? I feel great when I drink coffee, the more it wakes me up. Well, all of you, Jennifer, Victoria, and Kara, are testament to this. It does wake you up. It does energize you. It does get you going. So take their word for it. Our experience is Super Beats gets you there and keeps you there with energy and productivity. 800-655-4183. Get the first 30 days free. Yep, 30-day supply of regular Super Beats free with your first order. Get results. Feel the results for your money back. Also, get the book Beat the Odds and free shipping as well. DougLikesBeats.com. You can go there if you want to open up the account at DougLikesBeats.com or 800-655-4183.
Anytime, any place. place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Sounds like there are a lot of children in the song. Hello, you are correct. Dolly Parton releasing her first children's album called I Believe in You, and this is the song that headlines the album. Crank this up a little, Carolyn. That's one on social media. We're going to look at the album's whimsical cover. Parton is playing the fairy on the cover. I Believe in You will be released digitally next month. The album comes out in October, just in time for Christmas. All proceeds benefit the Imagination Library, which is Parton's charity that promotes children's literacy and love of reading. She said, my first album was released 50 years ago. It's been an amazing 50 years. I'm excited that now I'm coming out with my first children's album in all of 50 years. I'm proudest of all that all of the proceeds from this will go to the Imagination Library. For 20 years since the Imagination Library was launched, we've seen 100 million books get into the hands of children, and hopefully there'll be a lot more. One of the songs that's in this, the album, was something written by her. Is this a new recording, re-recording of Coat of Many Colors?
Mama sewed the rags together, so in every piece with love she made my coat of many colors that I was so proud of.
Talent and love. Lovely. Cool stuff. Dolly Parton. Somebody else that people love, Aretha Franklin, for some of the same reasons and some different reasons. She's planning to move to downtown Detroit to open a club, and she's going to perform there with some regularity. She said, quote, I'm interested in doing a small nightclub, and they've been talking about this for a couple of years now. In my retirement plan, I'd like to have a small club in Detroit. The venue will be named Aretha's. Wow, that's clever. She said, from time to time, I'll go in and out, sing. A special artist will come in to perform for the city that people in Detroit like, Detroit favorites, Motown favorites, and I guess she announced that she had planned to move away from live performances earlier this year.
recording some, but no more live concerts. This is it. She said she planned to stay busy, even in partial retirement. She said, I'm not going to go anywhere, just sit down and do nothing. That wouldn't be good either. She moved to Detroit as a child. She lives outside in Bloomfield Hills, which is a suburb of Detroit. Bring on a new album due later this fall, which is to include contributions from Stevie Wonder. So that'd be kind of cool. That'd be good. All right, so Aretha, Lady Soul in the musical news. And as we devote music and news of music to your focus in this portion of every hour, Shawn Mendes is worth some attention here. He's going to be the first actor on MTV Unplugged to be rebooted. What does that mean? What's the significance of that? You'll have to.
This was, to me, one of the best things MTV ever did. They would have popular acts come in and just do an unplugged concert. So to bring that back, I think, is such a smart move on their part.
Good.
And so many iconic performances from the Unplugged series. Adele, The Cure, Pearl Jam, Nirvana is probably the biggest selling one of all time.
Good. All right, here's our website of the day. Noosic. Noosic. Go there for new music recommendations. It'll ask you for your favorite bands, and based on your interest, we'll spit out an artist that you like. Noosic is called. Noosic. You're impressed that I knew that, right?
Very good.
Noosic. Music lovers go there. 28 after the hour.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit Solark.us to see EMP testing. That's Solark.us. Energy insurance for your family.
My name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years old, and I've been building muscle and losing fat over the last 6 months. I've been using One World Whey to provide a highly assimilable protein and Kappa Mineral Whey to help me get all the minerals I need and support my body's alkaline pH. I've also been using EstroBlock to keep my testosterone levels high and not allow it to convert to estrogen, which happens normally as men age. The extra testosterone also helps in building muscle. The result has been a successful process of converting my body from fat to muscle. I've lost 20 pounds to date.
Join the many people who are converting fat to muscle with One World Whey. The body is chronically hungry for usable amino acids. Cooking proteins destroys up to 75% of the amino acids. Cooked proteins burden the body and accelerate aging. One World Whey's protein content is raw and virtually 100% usable. Substitute One World Whey for one meal of your day and see how much better you can feel. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Tyler, tired. Time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fun. We're getting some sports news and some food news coming up in a matter of moments here in the DJV experience. First, though, Jennifer and Victoria and Karen and I spend a moment or two on the story. Remember the crash of the destroyer Fitzgerald into the freighter that killed 7 soldiers on that ship? I think it took place in June. So as of this week, as of this moment, the 2 top officers aboard the destroyer have been reassigned. That means that they will never have, I think, didn't somebody tell us in an interview that we did that that's what happens to people involved in things like this? The fellow who would be in charge would be removed and never have a command again. So that's the case with Commander Bryce Benson and his second in command, both of them removed by the head of the 7th Fleet in Japan. The reason given was inadequate and poor leadership, which contributed to the collision. A number of other sailors who were on duty at the time faced disciplinary action. The fact that they so completely disregarded procedure, process, there were a lot of soldiers who were knocked off their bed. A lot of people were hurt. The quarters where all of them slept was flooded. The captain actually was
had to get removed with special tools because he was caught. He was trapped in his stateroom. A huge hole. You've seen pictures of it. It was within 25 minutes, the ship was in danger of sinking. They had to get all the pumps, and it was a mess. But the report, if you look at it, answers some questions and doesn't answer others. But what is clear here is that this ship was not being handled or run or manned properly. And there are some who are blaming technology, that is, that the ship may have been on autopilot, which is what happens with planes and other, you know, and the guys in the up in, if you will, master control were kind of fooling around, not paying attention to what was going on. They're continuing the investigation, but that's what it looks like. But when you look at this, kind of a chilling scenario. The sailors are just not paying attention. The ship cost $1.5 billion to make. It had been out on a training mission and was on its way back. It was pretty much the middle of the night. You look at these things and you wonder, how in the world do these people get, with all their training, how do they get so careless? And that's really what it was. It was just complete carelessness. And so the axe falls. There were 42 sailors who were asleep at the time. You see some of the pictures of what happened inside the ship, and relatively a new ship, and how the soldiers describe what went on. Some of them got knocked out of the ship. They were swimming back, there were sailors trying to pull them from the water, blood everywhere, and it was all for no good reason. Learning experience. I guess that's what they call it. But anyway, I thought you'd be interested to know what the results are. Oftentimes you have the news media digging around in these things, and then they never go back and tell you what happened or what is the result of any investigation or that sort of thing. So there you go. Now time for us to investigate what you eat and how you cook it and how you eat in general. What you eat, how you eat, how you cook it. If you own a cast iron skillet, you should know that it first needs to be seasoned, meaning that before you cook anything in it, you have to give it a protective coating of some kind of oil. You probably also heard that you should never wash it with soap, and you should never leave it out to air dry. Dry it on the stove over low heat. But there's one more thing, boys and girls, you should know. It's a bad idea to cook tomato sauce or any other acidic food in cast iron. Acid reacts to the metal, causes some of the iron to leach into your food. Also makes the food taste like metal. Ruin the seasoning in the skillet. So who cooks with one of these cast iron? I thought they were the only thing that was safe, frankly. You wouldn't get...
It is very safe, but you just don't want to do the acidic. I made the mistake of, about a year ago, I made a tomato sauce, a marinara sauce, in my... I have one of those cast iron, not a saute pan, but like a bigger, like a Dutch oven kind of thing, and that it was a disaster. It tasted very metallic.
Mm-hmm. Is it the cast iron skillet though? Is something about it scares me because you're really just like, aren't you just supposed to wipe it out when you're done cooking in it? And because you don't wash, I don't know, isn't that weird?
Yeah, I mean that's what they say, but I wash mine with soap. I mean, there's no way I'm not doing that.
I've got a couple of them, and the reason I got them is because I think I was told or I learned that if you use conventional pots and pans, that is the ones that are made out of aluminum or other lighter metals, when you wash them, the little chunks, almost invisible pieces of it, come off, and some of it stays with the...
Well, that's the Teflon stuff. If there's any type of nonstick Teflon, that's so bad for you, and as soon as you have one little nick in it, you...
Dr. Ron Hoffman coming up in a few minutes here. We ought to, Kenny, have Richie play the Judge Judy audio for him and everybody else that did not hear it. It's 33 after the hour now. Doug Steffens, Good Day program, 27 before the new hour.
Oh, you can't do that to me.
And Kenny and else. Richie, what do you mean?
What did you say?
Well, you have to listen to the audio. This is a bit, we'll let you listen to this, about a, 45, 50 second, maybe 60 second piece of audio. Judge Judy, I won't go into the long explanation of how she's the wealthiest, best paid host of any, not really a host, I guess she's a host of a syndicated television program. What a great deal and a wonderful life she's created for herself and her agent, Richard Lawrence, because she just hit. She was at the right place, the right time. It just worked and hit and still does. So if you're familiar with the genre, there are now about eight of these shows. Judge Frank, Judge Harry, Judge Sal.
Yeah,
Judge,
the people with three judges.
Yeah, it's all baloney. Even Gloria Allred had one of those shows for a while. So Judy, though, is the queen of all of this stuff, has huge ratings, huge numbers, huge, huge number of people watching this show every day. So you know the premise. She's in, like, it's a real court, by the way. You have to, you, when you agree to go on the show, agree to whatever judgment Judge Judy comes up with. It is a real court of law, and whatever she decides is what you have to do. It's usually smaller cases, aggrieved, usually money is attached to it. So in this case, this woman has accused this guy of stealing her purse. And I think that's all the intro we need, right, Kenny? You need anything more than that?
No, that's really
all right. So listen to these two people.
Dollars. Like what? Give me what was stolen.
My wallet.
What was in your wallet?
It was $50.
Okay.
I had to replace all my IDs. I had gift cards in there, my earpiece, and a calculator.
There was no earpiece in her mail.
I love it. Judging for the plaintiff for the amount of $500, that's what I think it's worth, madam. Goodbye.
Isn't that beautiful?
Probably the shortest case she's ever had.
Hey, there wasn't an earpiece in that pocketbook. You moron. Oh, my God. Quote of the day today comes from Edward Snowden, who wrote,
it's cold here.
Do you think they check passports at the border, asking a friend whether he'd be allowed to go to Mars or not? He joined Twitter yesterday and has now about 1 million followers, Kenny, right?
Yep, closing in about 950,000.
950,000. Okay. He's only following the NSA, too, by the way, boys and girls. Our thought for the day today came from drummer Buddy Rich. Richie, you're a follower of Buddy Rich.
I like Buddy Rich.
Right?
Yeah.
Buddy Rich is super duper.
One of the original classic drummers.
Absolutely. He said, you only get better by playing. And one could say you only get better by practice.
Yep.
One from the Better Department, Dr. Ron Hoffman, one of the doctors associated with the Good Day program, here to talk about fat, full fat milk, skim milk, that sort of thing, plus other things that come from his Intelligent Medicine newsletter. That's coming up in a few moments here on the Good Day program. Let's see what's going on in the Freddie Gray case. Richie, you're in the next town from Baltimore.
Yep.
Officer William Porter, one of the six Baltimore police officers who faces charges. Remember, last month, the courts decided, or a judge decided, to try all of them individually. They were all trying to be tried together, right? Nope. One at a time. So the first one up at bat will be William Porter, who faces charges of murder and, I mean, this is mayhem personified. And so, what do you wish for? Do you wish for justice? Do you wish for revenge? There was an execution last night in Georgia. A woman killed her husband 18 years ago. What good did it do to kill her? Other than, that's what the court said to do. It would have been effective if maybe they'd killed her the year after she murdered her husband, not 18 years later. Nobody even remembers her, her case. There are people that are involved in this, and the family's the guy that she knifed, and her husband, by the way, and her children. That's it.
Well, she had her boyfriend kill her husband.
Well, she was involved in it, though.
And, yeah, she was the one who hired him. So,
right.
Yeah, and the funny thing is the guy who actually killed him is up for parole in 7 years. He got life, but he's up for parole in 7 years.
That's funny.
said she was. It's interesting.
Mm.
I right. want you dead. Mm-hmm. Go kill him. The guy who kills him gets right. life and is
she is yeah right yeah. death penalty. All right. Do we want to spend any time on Planned Parenthood? Hot seat in D.C. The lady that runs Planned Parenthood talking about selling organs and tissue from the fetuses for a profit. Not illegal to donate tissue for medical research, but it is illegal to profit from it. Planned Parenthood says that's not the case. It also says those videos are edited, but the Republicans on the committee are still pushing to defund Planned Parenthood. That's a good move, but not for the reasons suggested, at least from my camp, anyway. So in the hearing, the president called the accusations offensive and categorically untrue.
That's the president of Planned Parenthood.
What'd I say? I just said the president. You thought people might say that the Obama... No, you're right. It's the president of Planned Parenthood, yes. Yep. So, the budget situation. This is a good way to deal with the budget situation. Let's cut all of the 501c3s, all of the charities that get government support. Cut them all. End of story. Let them survive on their own. They can.
Put them all on Kickstarter.
Yeah.
You want to give to them? Give to them.
Crowdfund it.
Crowdfund it.
Yeah. Great idea. The idea of, it's like the Corporation for Public Broadcasting shouldn't get a nickel from the taxpayer. Not a penny. Public television, public radio, no. They waste more money and bring in more money than you could possibly imagine. No, no, no. That's what we should be saying in unison to funding all of these charities. No, no, no. Okay, you want to know about the latest 501c3 setting up in South Dakota?
Sure. That's just what I was thinking I wanted to know about this morning. Bring it on.
The Santee Sioux Tribe uh-huh. is going to open the nation's first marijuana resort. They're growing their own pot. They will sell it on the premises.
Wow.
There's going to be a pot nightclub, a pot arcade game.
The peace pipe.
A pot bar and a pot food service and a pot smoking lounge in the new marijuana resort.
No, that casino won't be too successful.
No?
Hey, man, all on blue.
Yeah, I'm 18 blue.
And the pot food service is Taco that? Bell.
Yeah, with a little extra added to the meat. Uh-huh. The first marijuana resort.
Yeah, I want to open the pizza shop in that joint.
Really? You know what? We ought to ask Dr. Ron about that. I think we will in a moment. Let's get Dr. Ron Hoffman in here, and we'll ask him what sort of medical repartee there might be here if you spent... this is nothing but marijuana. You're around at 20, go to this resort, spend a weekend there. You can't escape it. It's everywhere. Is that going to be good for you? I can't imagine there's anything good about this, except maybe some people will relax a little bit. But anyway, I'll find the answer, and you'll be the first to hear it. I'll ask the questions. You'll hear the answers. Dr. Ron Hoffman up next here on Good Day.
Flu season starts with all kinds of symptoms. At Walmart, we can help you be prepared before they show up with products like Mucinex to help relieve chest congestion and Delsym to help silence coughs for 12 hours. You'll also want to be ready with Sudafed PE to relieve sinus congestion and pressure, and Motrin for body aches and to reduce fever. So don't...
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
today how to get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes, so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call Incorporate.com to start your incorporation in just 10 minutes. Or get a free incorporation toolkit including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com doesn't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can start incorporating or forming an LLC in just 10 minutes. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes, you're on the way to protecting your home, car, and life savings. And that is how you get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com is giving away incorporation toolkits for free. That's 1-800-943-6798.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switch to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you, and you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Past the hour now, a question or two or three always appropriate when it comes to your car. Do you drive a new car? Did you buy a used car? Why do you buy the sorts of cars that you buy? Joining us in a moment is Nick Miles, who is from OurAutoExpert.com, to talk about what he knows regarding how you make your choices when it comes to buying a car right after this.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard. After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than 500 million servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because I really have made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Good health is only a phone call away. What are you waiting for? Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code GOODDAY.
With free next-day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next-day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to Staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples. It's pro time. Orders over $49.99. Placed by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
All right, 56 past the hour. Nick Miles is here, a car expert among car experts. When car experts need an expert, they turn to Nick Miles. How about that? So, how about buying cars? What is it that you think or your experience teaches you that gets people to decide on buying a car? And the reason I, well, there are lots of reasons for asking it. I don't ever buy a new car. I buy a good car that's 2 years old and keep it for 2 years. That's what I've done for years, and I keep doing it because I don't want to pay excise taxes. I think that, you know, you can, if you have somebody you trust that gets the cars, finds the cars, then you should be fine. What do you think of that methodology?
That's very sensible because the value of a car drops the fastest in the first 2 years. So you're a good man doing that. but also there's something about buying that new car, right, Doug? You want to drive it off a lot at least once in your life. And and 80% of us buy cars with, well, the brain is split up into two sides. There's the left and the right, the sensible and the emotional side. Yeah. So half of us, you would think, you know, maybe split half and half. It's actually 80% buy it emotionally and, 80% buy it sensibly and 20% buy emotionally of cars. So you lie in bed at night thinking this would look really great in my driveway. That's 20% of the population. The other 80% lies in bed at night going the sensible thing to do for the family is buy a minivan. So unfortunately, I fall into 20% of people often making bad decisions about buying cars because, well, I love cars so much. But most people tend to look at five key factors, and they include the price of the car itself, how much it's going to cost you in fuel economy, the usability, the safety, and then the design of the car. So those are, tend to be the five things. But it tends to be safety is a bigger player. People looking at whether it has airbags, the latest electronic safety devices, how the car's rated and that type of thing, how big it is. You still can't overrule physics, Doug. The bigger the vehicle is, the safer you are.
Yeah, that's why I drive what I do. I've been driving, most of the time I drive a 350 F-350 pickup truck, but my car is a Rover, and I've had over the years, since the mid-90s, about 15, I think, Rovers. I have, that's the exact thing that goes into my mind, and I felt that way. I had the old Jeep Wagoneers, and my children were smaller because I thought they were safe, and, you know, Jimmy's and the bigger stuff, but that's just me. A lot of people look at things differently. For practical reasons, as you've suggested. Is it along the lines of men and women? Women have different ways. Men have different ways of looking at this, or is it a collective?
No, it's very interesting that 80% of car purchases, 80% plus of car purchases are made with the approval of the woman. So you're not going to get out of a dealership without the say-so of your other half. The truth is women buy cars for practicality. Does things fit?
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.